Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, May 22nd, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, stranger, Dr. Green.
I know, I've been gone a long time. Like Mark Twain said, the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. So, sorry I've been gone so long, people, but it was a good absence. So, some beach time in Florida, met a lot of good people, a lot of new friends, and then last weekend was graduation weekend for my youngest daughter, so a huge weekend for her. My baby girl is finally graduated from high school. So, yeah, a little bittersweet for me, Ed. You know that feeling when your last one is graduating high school. That is a momentous occasion. But overall, very happy for her, very excited for the next chapter in her life. Oh, finally ate at Gilman Grill again. That was, 2 weeks ago, maybe? One of my absent weekends. I can't remember which weekend. They all run together. But we got to see Kenny G when he was in town. If he's ever back in town, people, go. Kenny G is amazing. What a talent, a talented band. He did different jazz, you know, from different decades. So it was like an education in jazz and entertainment. It was just amazing. I've never been to one of his concerts before. And the Tivoli, I've been wanting to go back in the Tivoli. They've done some work there. So, good job for the Tivoli Association. I may join that to support him.
Did he have a good crowd?
Oh, it was packed.
Wonderful.
I mean, every seat filled.
And
it was incredible.
What about mask? How many people?
I didn't see anybody.
Yep.
There may have been somebody there with a mask, but I didn't see anyone.
As when I flew to Missouri for that regenerative farming training that I did, there was about six people on the big plane, and, no big deal.
Well, come to think of it, walking in, I saw a couple of people in the lobby, and, cool. I don't care if they wear a mask, but they did not enforce masks, which was nice. You know, in New York, they're enforcing masks at Broadway and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You probably saw that actress go off on somebody.
Nope.
Oh, she did cuss one of the people out in like one of the front row seats, and they had a discussion together, very heated words. And I thought, the actress was sitting on the stage with about five other people answering questions, probably 20 feet away from the person she's yelling at. She wasn't masked. None of the people beside her were masked, but she's screaming at the other person because the other person's nose was out of their mask. It's just the strangest thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, if your nose is hanging out, is the mask working? No, it's not. I mean, I agree with her on that, but gee, she was 20 feet away. What danger was that to the actress? You know, you didn't see it. It was all over the news for at least one day, but you know, a lot of the news programs don't show that kind of thing.
No, they do not. And the real truth is that the masks are modestly effective. And I'm a big fan. Again, telling me to wear one if there was proof would be one thing, and there's simply not enough. Now, I will say, and you said this many years ago, actually, the Orientals would always wore masks before we knew what the word COVID was. And if I were sick now, if I thought I had a fever or did have a fever, and I was going on a plane, out of respect for other people, I would wear a mask, because the
Absolutely.
Mask is effective modestly to help the other person from getting sick. But I'm seeing all these, especially Orientals now and some other groups of people who wear masks, and you can tell they're not sick. They think there's some protection to that, which is very minimal at best.
You know, when you wear a mask on a plane or in an airport, you're protecting other people from you. It's not being protected from the other person. It's the other way around. It's a reverse isolation. And that's thoughtful. That's one place I and my wife disagree. I agree with mask on plane. I really do. Because you're inside a plane. You're packed in like sardines. And for me to wear a mask, if I have a cold that I don't know about, it protects the person beside me. And I really like it on a plane. That's the oddest thing, because that's a big controversy right now. And I'm pro mask on a plane. But that's my opinion. I don't care if somebody disagrees with me. But I will say, running through DFW with a mask, no, that was difficult. So I was sucking my mask down into my lungs. So jogging with a mask, no. Yeah. Sitting on a plane with a mask, I don't mind doing that.
Yep. And I know that, well, as far as your work, COVID, where and what are you seeing? Because I'm starting to see, I get a couple calls a day of people who have COVID.
Yeah, I mean, there are, I'm hearing the occasional positive COVID case. If you watch the news, like ABC, I was watching that, and they would make you think it's millions of surging cases. No, not seeing that, but I did receive maybe, five calls in the last week about that. So, you know, are there some cases out there? Yes, I will say at my wife's employer, they've had cases in their home office. I heard about that, you know, through the grapevine. So, yeah, but again, what have we said all along? It's a virus. You can't stop it. It will mutate. It will continue to mutate ad infinitum. I mean, it just will. That's what they do. So does influenza. Is influenza just going to disappear? No.
Never.
It's going to mutate every single year. So we now have flu and COVID season. Nothing to panic about, just something to be prepared for. So that's why, you know, my patients are now all on, you know, vitamin C and D and zinc. A lot of them have NAC now because we educate them on that. And, you know, it's more about the healthy lifestyle prevention, early management. If you start to get sick, I mean, you know, we get on that so fast with our vitamins. And anyway, it's, but no, a surge in the community and horrible danger. No. You know, I haven't seen that. Maybe some other doctor has, but not in our office.
Yep. I have heard many people truly suffering with some GI issues this past two weeks, and it's been not good. I mean, it's been multiple diarrhea attacks all day long for several days. Have you seen that?
Not just several days, but it's gastroenteritis season.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of went through our household, too. Oh. So, yes, but it's... For me, thankfully, I usually get well really fast, like within 24 to 36 hours. But some of the patients, 7 to 14 days. And that gets a little dangerous when you're starting to have, say, diarrhea.
Yes.
Or, yeah, you can become seriously, seriously dehydrated.
And that is always the biggest issue, is because when you get dehydrated, your electrolytes get off. When your electrolytes get off, your heart can stop. So it is serious that you need to pursue someone that can help you during that state. And do health self-care, too, because even though you don't feel like eating or drinking, you have to stay hydrated.
Yeah, you got to push those fluids. But, you know, last time I was on call on a weekend, got a few calls on something like that. But if you can control the nausea so you can keep the fluids down, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
So we do have medication for diarrhea, for nausea. So if you are sick like that, call your doctor.
Yes.
We can help you.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we got to help a lot of people last weekend or the last one I was on call. But, yeah, I hate hearing people having that. Oh, like you, I hate it when that thing hits me. The gut bug, do not like it. No fun.
Nope.
But people need to watch out. That's another reason for masks. Again, if you are sick, you know, one, try not to go out in public. If you do, wear your mask because you actually are protecting other people, and keep your hands well washed.
Bingo. Bingo. I know that there is a California bill that was passed in the Senate that it really, again, so many things are nonsensical to me, but it's...
From politicians, you're kidding me.
It removes the parent from consent processing for vaccination of children 12 and above. That means that they can come in and take your children and vaccinate them whether you choose to or not. And even though we've had over 1 million adverse effects from this jab, California people who are making these laws are simply, I just think they're off the rocker. They're just off the rocker.
I watched one of the liberal networks, you know, try to watch all of them, and they were really pushing childhood vaccines. And that's something that's controversial, but they're saying for all kids, you know, should get that. I'm not going to get into the controversy here just because it is that much of a debate right now. But taking the parents out of the decision-making process, I don't, as a parent, I don't agree with that, I will say. I don't mind putting that on the record. But, and again, my opinions are not those of CHI, my employer. They are mine alone.
That's right. And one big area of controversy that you may be realizing, you may not, that, again, comes back to a control issue of power. The baby food formula industry is a mafia, one. They control so much of the production, the factories, how formulas are made, and they will not let any other opinions enter in that because somehow they've got the laws in their hands and they can do what they want. Well, now that we have a shortage, people who have used traditional goat milk formulas throughout history are being demonized as almost criminals, and yet... My daughter has raised both her children on formulas using goat milk because the molecule is smaller. It doesn't cause the skin or disorders in the gastrointestinal. It works extremely well. And I'm just amazed that they're being demonized because of, one, we have a history of safety. If it's done right, you don't just give goat milk. It will cause deficiencies.
Question. Yeah, that's been a big discussion in our house, too. We've talked about Abbott Labs, the Abbott plant being shut down. Why are they not opening back up? You know, big discussion. And Tennessee is one of the worst states for the shortage of formula, as I understand. That being said, there's a lot on social media about making your own formula. So does either Nutrition World or your daughter Katie with Earth Conscious Mama have advice on that, how to make formula if you can't find it?
Absolutely. And it actually comes not from us. It comes from a company called Mount Capra, who is using research, very solid research from the scientists who have confirmed safety and efficiency of putting together about 11 ingredients. You cannot use goat milk or cow's milk as a formula. It will create significant dangers in that child very quickly due to deficiency of folic acid.
But when you can and put anemias
it,
as well.
Right. But when you can put the formula together the way nature intended it by purchasing the right things, we are going to help educate people on Plan Bs. Because one is, I've always been very frustrated with the very low quality ingredients that are found in every formula. Sugar, bad oils, bad this. We are not we're not a computer. We don't just stick things in young children just because it has a number attached to it like a formula. This is as unnatural as there ever has been put on earth is formulas. That's why.
And well, people got along for a few thousand years without Abbott and formula companies.
Yes,
it's not that formulas are bad. It's not that. I'm not saying it. And in fact, some kids do require a very specialized, like Nutramigen or something, specialized formula. But we've forgotten how to make our own.
Bingo, we've forgotten. And because we worship science, and respecting science is so important, but worshiping it closes the mind of people who are in that worship of science. That means that everything else is going to be demonized. Not good way to go. Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about strokes. That plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and this month is Stroke Awareness Month, and you know, we've had many discussions on strokes over the 4.5 years on this show, and I certainly, in the business of seeing 300 people a day at Nutrition World's Wellness Complex, we have three medical docs, and we have all the blood testing, we have a lot of people who come in who are trying to empower themselves to be healthier, and stroke is probably still one of the most feared, and it is for me too, conditions, because the facts are that it's very preventable if we address lifestyle issues and education. And so today we've got someone who's totally an expert on that field. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Shaw from Memorial.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me.
So, again, I think most people may know, but some don't. What exactly is a stroke, and why is that different than a heart attack?
The stroke is an abrupt blockage or abrupt disruption of your blood flow to the brain, resulting in loss of brain function. Usually, it's like very fast in onset with rapid loss of neurological function within seconds to minute. And some stroke can be rarely gradually developed, but most of the strokes are within seconds, you have symptoms. And there are two types of stroke, right? The one we call ischemic stroke, which is due to blockage of the blood flow, which is more common. 87% of the strokes are due to that. And the rest of the strokes are we call hemorrhagic stroke due to rupture of the blood vessel in the brain. So they're both strokes that have almost similar risk factors, but very different management.
Yeah, so we got two strokes. We got one that's formed by a clot, and the other is formed by excessive bleeding in the brain. And I know those are both kind of different conditions.
I was just thinking about, you had said how they're preventable, which is true. I was wanting Dr. Shaw to talk about some of the things the listeners could do to reduce their risk.
Definitely. As you mentioned before, the 80% of the strokes are preventable. So the most common risk factors are high blood pressure, smoking, your day-to-day diet, your physical activity. So that the way you can prevent the stroke, which are like modifiable risk factors, are like, of course, check your blood pressure regularly, make sure that's well controlled. If you're smoking, then quit smoking. Even vaping is as riskier as a smoking. Then change your diet, consume less sodium, low carb and low fatty diet, and then, you know, lose excess weight. Physical activity every day, at least 40 to 45 minutes, 4 to 5 days a week. And if you have a sleep apnea, get treated for that. So those are the things that you can definitely do to prevent the strokes and definitely avoid the any emergency or disability from the stroke.
And as we've learned through all the 2.5 years with COVID, that many people, including health professionals, did not realize, nor the public, is the overall health of our body as far as it being resilient, being very nutritionally supported, being active, is a key to our outcomes. And it doesn't matter whether the outcome is a virus or an outcome is a blood clot. The better health we have, the less odds we have of disasters hitting us. It does require discipline, not being a crazy person about it. But, you know, you can't just on a whim say, I'm going to start exercising and, you know, walk to the mailbox one day and next day you go to the gym and then 2 weeks later you do something again. It takes a concerted effort. And that is sometimes easy for some and sometimes almost impossible. So I encourage people to put a plan together. You need a plan. You need something accountable. I go to the Gold's Gym every single Monday through Friday. I'm accountable to the guys at the gym and to my own self in the mirror. So being active, of course, is, as you have said, is vitally important. And in fact, there's a thing I keep saying, sitting is the new smoking, because so much research shows that being inactive is almost as equal as smoking cigarettes as far as your blood chemistry. And again, the everything from the diet to the and to sleep, too, because you mentioned sleep apnea, Dr. Shaw, and I love that because the healthy, I've seen so many people over 43 years that tell me all their health stories. I've watched them go from unhealthy to healthy, healthy to dead, and I've connected all these dots. And if you are chronically lacking sleep, your body at a certain age is not going to function well. And if your weakness is in the cardiovascular system, that could be the breaking point. And I do a podcast that's in the top 1% of the world called The Holistic Navigator. I have one on sleep. And I encourage people to go to The Holistic Navigator and look at the sleep or listen to the sleep video, because I'm a chronic insomniac and I know the devastation of that and figuring this out. And so I'm glad that we're talking about this. Now, as far as we got to talk about signs and symptoms, because again, everybody thinks one thing. I want you to answer this. I know you will. Is it the right advice to pop an aspirin if you have anything that you think is a stroke? And then what are the signs and symptoms of a true stroke where we need to immediately get an ambulance or get to the hospital?
Yeah. So, and thank you for putting it in a good perspective about the sleep and other risk factors. So that's very important, right? We definitely ignore the sleep part when it comes to the stroke and heart risk factor. So coming back to the stroke sign and symptoms, so the we usually teach the community is like, it's acronym called Be Fast. So V is for balance. If you have sudden loss of balance, E for eyes, if you have sudden loss of peripheral vision or loss of vision in one eyes or both eyes, F for face, if you have droopiness on one side of the face, R is for A for arms or legs, if you have sudden onset of weakness in one side of your arm or leg, and S for speech, you have trouble understanding, trouble speaking, or getting slurred speech, and the T is for time. So time is the essence, that every minute you have stroke symptoms, you lose around 1.9 million or around 2 million neurons in the brain. So the time is to call 911 as soon as anyone of your family or yourself is having the stroke symptoms. Getting back to your another question, whether to pop the aspirin. So it's very important to call ambulance right away if you're having, even your symptoms are resolved or getting better, it's important to check it out and come to the hospital right away, because that symptom can reoccur and you can have a major symptoms at that point. So popping the aspirin or not, so as I mentioned in the beginning, there are two types of stroke, right? One is due to the blockage of the blood flow, and one is due to the rupture of the blood vessel in the brain. And that is, they, more of the time, they have identical symptoms, that they get weak on one side, they have trouble talking, they get loss of balance. So it's very difficult to identify in a field or at home that what kind of stroke you are having without having a CT scan when you come to the hospital. And if you have hemorrhagic stroke and you take aspirin on top of that, that does not help, right? That it can increase the risk of bleeding more and it can cause more bleeding in the brain. So we advise that if you're having the stroke symptoms, come to the hospital right away and avoid taking aspirin at that time.
Is it a risk factor for these people? I know I have a relative who, she pops probably 8 aspirin a day and has for 35 years. And she doesn't seem to have gut issues or anything else. But does that increase the risk of hemorrhagic stroke to do a lot of aspirin for other reasons?
It is definitely, of course, it is antiplatelet medication. And it keeps your, it affects the platelet function in your body. So not just the stomach bleed or bleed anywhere in the body, of course, it can increase the risk of the brain bleed also. So we keep it to the very minimum, you know, like 81 milligram of aspirin as needed, or at the most 325 milligram of aspirin as needed. But usually on a day-to-day, none of our patients are more than 325 milligram of aspirin.
Yeah, it seemed like that. We've certainly had a lot of debate over the decades on aspirin and its usage, and it seemed like the 81 milligrams seems to be a good middle ground for safety for people, and certainly not the big dosing.
Yeah, studies have shown like the 81 milligram aspirin versus 325 milligram aspirin, it's kind of worked very equally without increased the risk of bleeding with the 81 milligram of aspirin.
Well, I was just going to let Ed know that the you know, for so many years, we recommended everybody 50 to 75 take 81 milligram of aspirin. That stopped about 4 years ago. So it's not for everyone anymore.
Right.
That's
and,
true.
And that is, you know, it's the evolution of wisdom in medicine and in health. And I'm glad to see that it does take sometimes too long for those truths to come to the surface. But it seems that it does did happen. So you said about 4 years ago. I didn't realize it was that long ago.
I remember. It was right when I hit 50. I went, yay, I don't have to take an aspirin. So I was very
happy. So now there's no recommendations for general maintenance of health unless you've had some other significant issue.
You need to have some other risk factor.
Right.
True.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Shaw, how does alcohol fit into stroke risk?
So, of course, studies have shown that moderate to severe alcohol consumption can definitely increase the risk of atherosclerotic disease. It can increase the risk of microhemorrhage in the brain, and it has also increased the risk of the stroke and the hemorrhage in your brain. So there's always a debate about how much alcohol is okay on day-to-day basis, but the here and there, very one or two glass of wine here and there, it should be okay, but moderate to severe alcohol consumption on a day-to-day basis, that definitely increases the risk of stroke and other brain problem.
Go ahead.
Not just a stroke, but it's also increased the risk of your cognitive decline. You get overall increased risk of dementia in the future as well. So it's just not about the stroke. It's overall your brain health get affected.
I remember a speaker some years ago at one of my medical meetings had said, alcohol in moderation, you know, small amount would reduce your risk of stroke for about 24 hours. Is that still considered true, or is that a fake news?
At that point, I say it's debatable. It's not that we tell on a regular basis to our patients. No, if there's that choice, but yeah, of course, keep it in moderation. But anything more than moderate, but it's like there are mixed results and mixed studies around that.
Well, you know, from at least my perspective of being more in the holistic world of 43 years, to me, it's I don't look at things in isolation like, oh, this causes this, because we're so complex as beings that if you're doing many multiple things right to support your health, I think it gives us a little bit of grace to do a little bit more, not to choose bad things. But if you have 14 things bad going on in your daily life, opposed to two bad things, you're going to have probably less problems. Like, you know, I do drink tequila every night, but I also take omega-3s. I exercise every day. I stay plenty hydrated. I do the right things. Last question, Dr. Shaw, is for people to learn more about if they're concerned about their risk factor, or they want to, you know, if they have family history and they want to take preventative steps through your venue, what and how could they contact you?
The CHI Memorial Hospital, we have a dedicated stroke clinic that's run by a vascular neurologist, which is located in the main campus in 725 Glenwood Drive, suite E790 in Chattanooga, Tennessee 37404, and the phone number is 423-206-4140. So call us to our office if you have any question or any concern, or if you want to see one of our doctors, we'll be happy to get in touch.
That's perfect. There'll be people who will be save their life by listening to this and will be contacting you and perhaps even improving their whole lifestyle, because people need encouragement today. Sometimes I think we get into a state of despair because everything seems to be negative and it seems like the answers are so overwhelming that people just throw their hands up and say, hey, I'm not going to worry about it. If it gets me, it gets me. Well, I don't really mean that, but I understand the frustration. So us giving people the empowerment with across the board, I think, is a very valuable message. That's why one reason Dr. Green and I come here for 4.5 years, and we enjoy what we do. And thank you, Dr. Shaw, for being on Vital Health Radio.
Hey, thank you so much once again for having me, and have a nice weekend.
Yes, yes, you too. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, got a whole lot of notes on different health issues and studies that I want to cover with Dr. Green. More to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. A radio show about all things Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medichemist D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medichemist D. And we call her Medichemist D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation. And we call her Medichemist D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And we have a few things coming up in Nutrition World, Dr. Green. On NutritionW.com, you can scroll down to see the events. And we got a really, really cool one, actually, tomorrow on Monday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. It's a friend of mine, and you've talked to him twice, Dr. Matt from Rev downtown. And I go to his services once every Thursday for a real, I will say the word, balancing my system. But the lecture was going to be on how to heal stress, pain, and anxiety. It's not selling any of his services. It's not doing anything but educating. Love Dr. Matt. Love
we all need some of that.
We all need some of that. May 28th, we're going to have free facials at Nutrition World. We were booked up totally last time. Go on NutritionW.com under events and sign up for the free facials.
Which day is that?
May 28th. May 28th. And then June 20th, myself and another person, experts flying in to speak on heartburn, natural remedies for chronic heartburn. And then, yes.
Has the lung bus already come out there, or is that coming up?
It came out yesterday. It was very successful, Dr. Hedrick and their crew. It was amazing.
I knew we were around that time.
Yes. And then Chattanooga Fitness Expo, again, June 4th. It is a beautiful competition among people who have really devoted themselves to work hard to be the best they can in the area of physique. It's not a gross physique contest. It is a beautiful contest.
And I know you'll be there, right? This year, you're not going to stand me up.
I'm going to be there.
And are you going to be in the show?
We have a table now that you, I think, will be welcome to sit at if you need to. The show thing, I have had a flare-up in my hip from going to Missouri and walking and also deciding that I'm done with painkillers for a temporary period of time to let my body rest. Well, we do these things, all things, risk against benefit. I'm not anti-drug because here I am taking a pharmaceutical for my pain. But they do have some injuries to the kidneys and the gut lining. It used too much for too long, and I've decided to get off of it. Well, what did that mean? It mean that I really had to struggle more with some of this chronic pain. I did a TikTok yesterday, 2 days ago, which Dr. Green saw, TikTok under Ed Jones 63, where I talk about using a cane and how I'm having to, you know, realign my mental status to accommodate what I have in front of me. And this is not going to be the end. But if I'm feeling in 2 weeks as I felt the past week, I will not be able to walk across the stage without stumbling.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it, but, you know, you and I did off the air. I had an injury last weekend working out, and so I've struggled all week. But you didn't miss work, did all the things I had to do, but I markedly had to modify my exercise because you just got to be careful. There's some pains, you know, no pain, no gain. Yeah. I mean, working out hurts because you damage your muscles, but, you know, that's an okay pain. When you have an injury, you have to modify your activity. You have to give your body time to heal. Mm-hmm. But you and I don't like to do it, and I didn't like doing it, but I was in enough pain. So many people, I try to hide it from them in the office, but no, everybody sees it when you're in pain. So, no, we are not supermen. We are just human beings, and we struggle through life just like everybody else. But we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going to the gym. We're going to keep exercising. But changing that routine is not that easy for me.
No, routines support my life pretty smoothly, actually. And I'm not addicted to my routines, but I know that they work well for me. And I'm also always attempting to understand that I need flexibility so that I don't get, like, sidelined because I can't get to the gym exactly on time or something happens. But I'm pretty rigid about it because it works. It works for me.
Let me ask you this. Do you, like with my injury, I modified how I'm working out. So I had to change my, well, we keep calling it routine. But I'm trying to look at it like an opportunity, maybe you and the cane, but an opportunity. What can I do? What can I do that's different? How can I learn from this and come out on the far side a little better, hopefully, maybe? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm 1 week into this. So what do you do?
Well, you know, I spoke on the TikTok video about an ancient saying that I've always appreciated it, that says the obstacle is the way. And I say on there, that doesn't mean the obstacle is in the way. It's a teaching. It's a lesson. Mm. It's something that I'm the curriculum for me to be a better person as I get through this challenge. Now, that doesn't always happen. I'm not always on my game to learn these lessons, but I've now put it in the perspective of, hey, there's a teaching here. This isn't just something bad that I need to remove. I'm going to manage it, and I'll manage it to my best. And what I do is, one thing I do is now, there's a difference between an injury like you had. When you have an injury, the body has something destructive that happened to it. It needs to repair, and you need to be very cautious about just enough exercise and not too much. Mine's not an injury anymore. It's a chronic condition. And with chronic conditions, I think that we become convinced that we're broken, and it creates a fear within that joint or that body part where it is so fearful that it constricts because it's trying to tell you not to do anything. But in fact, it's not broken. So I'm working through this whole process of understanding I'm not broken. I'm full of fear somewhere in my body. And I did a whole consultation with a guy actually 2 days ago, Dr. Green. He's on YouTube called Pain Free You. Love this guy because he uses Dr. John Sarno's principles of how to treat chronic pain. And I paid $150 for 90 minutes. It took me 2 months to get an appointment with this guy.
Really?
And it was the best $150 I could ever have spent on how to reframe my mind for healing in the future and to manage what I have in the present. So Pain For You on YouTube, just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And continue to support my body with the nutrients and the wise practices of trying to sleep well and all of that. I do want to say I was Katie, my daughter, just amazing person and so knowledgeable about natural health. We were on 3+ U with Julie on Channel 3 on Wednesday. And we talked about the platform, and this is on Facebook, Nutrition World. And we talked about the platform called Core 4, which is this is the four supplements you have to have if you want to believe what we believe to make your body the most resilient, strongest, the best immune system. It isn't rocket science. You don't need to load up 14 bottles of things. Core 4 is 4 bottles. So go to Facebook on Nutrition World if you want to see the interview. And I did announce the Dr. Brian Johnson. You've met him before, Dr. Green. He is going to be joining Nutrition World as a partner, an associate, not a tenant. He will be seeing patients on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And he's a board-certified integrative physician. He's also done board certified in palliative care and in general practice medicine. And he's going to be starting in June. And so you can look on the video. I was just touched by his video because of you can just resonate with his honesty and his commitment to help patients. And
what is the name of his office?
It's going to be a Vital something. I forget exactly, but Vital is part of the name.
Okay. And good name.
I agree.
Like it.
Yep. And I did do a written post on Delta 8 and Delta 9. Those are CBD cousins that will make you quite psychologically high if you do too much of them. But Delta 8, just to be real quick, Delta 8 is more for anxiety, more for calming you, and can allow you to function during the workplace used properly with the correct dose. Delta 9, if you do it, you better not be anywhere but at home. Because I started doing Delta 9s because I got off of my pain meds, like I just spoke of the Voltaren, and I'm using Delta 9 in place of it. And I'm doing 1/2 to 3/4 of a gummy.
You're not doing two again, are you?
Never again. If I do one, I don't think I'll make it to the bathroom. That's how potent this is.
Wow.
So 3/4 is about my maximum, but it absolutely helps reduce my pain so that I can get better sleep. But you cannot be driving. And if you're on medications at all, that would be significantly altering your consciousness. Ask your doctor first and probably not do it.
And if your employer may do drug screens, don't do it.
No, that's right. It is definitely full of THC. So do not do
unless they have a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think it was, is it Amazon locally? One of my patients have brought me, there's a couple of companies that do this. If they're wanting to do just straightforward CBD oils, there is actually an HR document that they can sign. And I have to document that they're okay medically to do it. And it's a get out of jail free card. If they get a drug screen at work and it shows THC, they've documented that they're on a CBD oil. And that is a very good program for an employer. I think all HR departments should have that.
I love that. I'm going to pass that along to people. New research that I read just yesterday is talking, which I've known about this trend for a long time, but sperm counts have now dropped by almost 55% between 1973 and 2011. And along with that, testosterone levels have dropped. And Scott, my general manager, just amazing individual, he did a little video 3 days ago about his experience with a product that we sell called Life Seasons Testosterone. And what he said, and which is true, because I encouraged him to do this. We have a lab at Nutrition World. They'll be here this next Tuesday and this next Friday at Nutrition World to do all these testing for any blood work. And I know, appreciate you, Dr. Green. Sometimes patients can't, they can afford this better sometimes than other methods and sometimes not. But he tested his testosterone. It was a certain number. He took Life Seasons, retested, and it had gone up well over 110 points. And that is a story that I've heard about five different times from men that we've put on Life Seasons testosterone. So if you're at 200 and you go to 300, well, that's not great, but every 100 makes a difference. But most guys are about 400 that I see, 4 to 5, and they want to get a little higher. So this is a if your doctor's okay with it and your health is okay, you can look on Nutrition W to see his video.
Well, now I'm curious, does it actually have the hormone in it?
Nope. And my whole focus of health is how do we make our body do what it should optimally do on its own? This is the reason that this can't go 400 points, because it's only going to optimize your own ability to produce it. I can tell you right now for a fact, if you walked in and your testosterone was 800, it's not going to make you go to 900 probably, because you are probably at a peak on your own. It's the people who are not at their peak, which is most guys.
It doesn't just displace from the protein.
No.
You actually make more. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like fenugreek, I think, displaces from the protein, so you have more free testosterone.
Right.
That's one of the only herbs I know that does that, but... It also makes you smell funny.
It sure does. I cannot do it. My armpits are nasty in 3 days. And it's a maple syrup, kind of yucky. But it's great for intestinal health and some testosterone. Another thing I read yesterday, I thought this really resonates with me. It was a news thing that came out. And I love it because it said the one question that can predict a happy relationship. And I'm always intrigued by these one thing things because normally life isn't about simplicity, more about bigger picture. But this one really resonated with me because of my past, 9 years of basically dating a lot. And if a person was happy with their life before the relationship, they had a 5-time higher rate of staying with that partner. And it makes such sense because when you're trying to fill an empty hole within you with someone else, it usually doesn't last too
long. That is so true. You cannot depend on another human being to be your happiness. You just can't.
Exactly. And if two people can be together and allow each other to evolve on their own path of life and support each other, have each other's back, but not have to rely on the other person.
Well, it's not fair to the other person if you do.
No, it's not. And so people who are already modestly content in their life or joyous and happy, that's the person that you would want for your long-term relationship. And it makes such good sense.
True for me and my marriage. So we're happy together. We're happy when we're alone.
There you go. See, I love that.
We're not lonely when we're alone. And we love both parts of that.
Yes, yes. That's the perfect way to end that conversation. And again, EMFs, have a great acquaintance friend that keeps me up on this EMF thing. And it is evolving, and I just read a study on pregnant women and how much it's affecting this the development and sometimes the miscarriage rates if they're exposed to high levels. And again, I talk about this. I have this little monitor, and I monitor a lot of stuff. And if I was in a younger age and my wife was pregnant, I would very much strongly encourage her to at least create a sleep sanctuary at night where you're not having anything around it. That baby or that body during the night.
And I forgot to get my phone blocker, the case. I'm going to have to do that one day.
Okay. Well, I'm just reminding you.
That's my biggest risk factor right there. Sits right beside my head.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we have Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Corrie Ten Boom once wrote, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." Well, there are more than enough things in our lives to cause us stress and worry. Truthfully, we are surrounded by stress much of each and every day. But what if you could have peace right in the middle of that stress, living in confidence, not allowing the stress to dictate how you feel? Well, you can. You absolutely can. Let's look at a few verses. First, one of my favorites, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And from Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Well, you know, Joshua was at a very crucial and critical point in his life with his people about to go into the promised land. And their leader, well, Moses died. Yep, he died. So was Joshua stressed? Yep, most certainly he was stressed to a very severe level. But God told him to be courageous and to remember that God was with him. Well, I believe we are called to live lives boldly, with confidence, walking the path God has set before us. We are called to be strong, to be courageous as well, living life fiercely, with purpose. Jesus taught us that he brings life, and life more abundant. So place all your trust in God, as he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, he will never fail you. His character never changes, and he will be the anchor in the storm to keep you from drifting away and the foundation on which your life is built, to keep your life from crumbling down around you during those storms of life. Well, this means you can step into something with fear and worry and stress in your heart, knowing the emotions of confidence are not there yet. But the act of stepping out in faith, even when you are afraid, frankly, especially when you're afraid, demonstrates to you, God, and others that your confidence is actually in God, not your own strength. God himself will replace your stress with peace. Winston Churchill once said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, for that motivation and encouragement. I think a lot of people are always still struggling. The world is full of suffering, but also full of the overcoming of it. I want to say that when we had a great video, I've got a new guy named Cody, and he's amazing. He hangs out at the store, and what he does is he catches people who want to talk about their story. I love personal stories. And so this lady had brought her dog in, and one of my number one person at Nutrition World, who's a pet expert as far as pet foods and things and supplements, is Stacy. Well, she gets talking, and her dog was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the vets had said she has at most 2 months to live. Well, she gets advice from a more holistic vet and also comes to Nutrition World and puts her dog on a tremendously different pet food, which is what we sell. It is not even close to what people think they're buying at the store with kibble. Kibble is devastating to pets' health. And this, so this lady was wanted to tell her story. So she gets on the video and says, "You know what? My dog is now a year past the time when she was supposed to have died, and the tumors have reduced by 50%. And all we've done is switch to these foods that Nutrition World sells." Wow. And she said, "I just want to thank you for giving me extra time with my beautiful pet." The pet's still fine. I mean, even if right now it passed away, she has had almost a year extra. People don't realize the power of food with sometimes humans, but certainly not with pets. And the pet food industry is corrupt. It is dishonest. It is packaging foods with such beautiful exterior packaging and these magical words of natural and all, you know, nutrient dense and clean and omega-3. And there's no regulatory agency. And so we are actually selling the foods that I know that I can sleep at night knowing is the kind that a pet needs.
Well, if I get another dog one day, Ed, I will go buy that food. I hate when I had a dog, I was pet food ignorant.
Me too. The last pet I had, and I talk about it on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Becker is a veterinarian who is amazing. It was a 45-minute conversation I had with her, and I explained to her how I had killed my dog. My dog I loved with all my heart. Her name was Angel. She was a golden retriever. I gave her Old Roy pet food. Mm-hmm. That was from Walmart, I think, back when I shopped there. And she died at 5 years old from lymphoma. Lymphoma is terribly epidemic in especially the golden retriever area. Well, I know for an absolute fact she might have ended up getting lymphoma later, but the food I fed her is part of the big reason why she died. And I did, at that moment was the turning point for me. So again, I always say nothing is all good, nothing's all bad. She died and I was sad, but look what it did for me. It turned my eyes into ability to see the power of what I did destructive and to turn that around to help other people to not do that.
Well, I miss all my old dogs. They're a part of your life.
They sure are part of our life and our health, and they certainly are unconditional lovers.
That is so true. They're always happy to see you.
One real quick thing, I like to, you know, always brag about the power of nutrients, but I also like to be honest when I see a study that shows that sometimes what people are doing is not healthy. I have advised people against taking extra calcium, I mean lots of extra calcium, for probably 20 years. Well, a study came out that with the elderly with stenosis. Stenosis is a bad thing as we age. It lessens blood flow. Calcium may pose a risk. They followed 2,657 people and found that those who supplemented with calcium alone
were 5 times more likely to require an aortic valve replacement over the next 6 years. That is significant because...
Well, it is. Yeah, but taking a chelated magnesium might reduce that.
Exactly, Dr. Green. Taking a little bit of D, some magnesium, and K makes the calcium not do bad things, which is go to plaque. So again, you take it in isolation, it's not good. And that's the medical field likes to study things in isolation, but in the world of nutrition, it's synergistic. Nutraceuticals work together as a family. Hey, that was a pretty fast show today. We rocked.
Super fast. So glad to be back, Ed.
I'm thrilled to have you back, and you gave me my favorite snack of every morning, which is your sushi redneck.
Redneck sandwich. Sushi. Yeah, yes. Glad you like it. We're like the only two.
It's got a meat on it, like turkey or ham. It's got cheese and a pickle. It's all wrapped up together, no carbs. So that
it was all low fat, too.
Oh, yes. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.